Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news video, we're going to talk everything you need to know about Cesaro leaving WWE.
And AEW extend Brian Cage's contract. This is the news.
Yeah, I'm Andy.
And that's Phil.
Here we go. Let's kick this off. Cesaro, yeah, he's gone. You probably knew that already, but we're going to cover a lot of different things on here, including the backstage reaction, the reason he left, some other bits and pieces as well. But the quick and dirty of this is, Cesaro's gone. It was originally reported by PW Insider's Mike Johnson on Thursday evening. Fightful Select then came through and corroborated it. It's been described as a quiet exit, and Cesaro is departing following his contract expiring, basically. He's not been released, nothing like that. And his contract expired, he rejected an extension, and now, after 11 years with WWE, he is out of there. Now, that he left at the end of his contract means he doesn't have a non-compete clause, which is pretty exciting from a fan standpoint, because it means he could theoretically show up somewhere today if he wanted to. Legally free to do whatever the heck he wants. We'll cover some big picture thoughts on Cesaro towards the end, because we've got a lot of different things to get through here, haven't we? But yeah, barring a U-turn, Cesaro is gone, and here we go.
crazy news. To continue, Fightful Select also reporting that Cesaro didn't really mention like a specific reason to anyone backstage about why he was leaving, or to any of his like peers and colleagues anyway. We will have done to Vince McMahon, I assume. That the general feeling was that he felt reasonable disappointment for how he had been used and the sort of positions that he'd been on the card. But it's also said that the split has been relatively amicable. The door isn't like slammed in the shut in the face of Cesaro. He's probably welcome back at some point in the future. Just a bit of disappointment over his position in WWE on the card, his utilization, and the possibility to go back is there sometime. But I mean, if he's disappointed in his position, he's going to want to go and prove himself elsewhere, you would imagine, before he ever goes back to WWE.
Somewhere where he might get a bit of a better position.
Indeed.
The backstage reaction to this has been pretty much what you expect it to be. But again, this is from the Fightful Select report on the matter. Universally well-liked by his peers, Cesaro, popular guy backstage in the locker room, the people within WWE have responded with disappointment and dismay, is the reaction here. I did the same when James Hunt left What Culture. When someone you like moves on to pastures new, it's sad and it kind of sucks. So disappointment and dismay, I am not surprised by that at all. Cesaro had been telling WWE roster members as well as far back as October that his deal was up in February and he wasn't sure if he was going to re-sign. Now, he has been praised for his professionalism in how he handled his last match, which was against Happy Corbin, my old mate, Steak Buddies, on the 11th of February episode of SmackDown 2 weeks ago. Lost that match, of course, as well as how he handled his split with the company. So, good professional dude, no bad blood with management or whatever, but the locker room, obviously a bit upset that their pal's gone. Yeah. So, to dive into this, like, subjectively, I was actually a bit surprised by this, because while we've always... Everyone, basically, who is online and likes wrestling, at one point over the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, has gone, Cesaro should be pushed more, right? Because he's an outrageously talented pro wrestler, and it's never really come together in a way. He's never been pushed to the level of his in-ring talents, right? I mean, he had a world title shot, a universal title shot last year, but it was a one-off. You knew he was losing. It was a good match, nonetheless, but, you know, no lasting, sustained periods in the top of the card. A few moments here and there. He's had some opportunities to have great matches with people like Roman Reigns, with people like John Cena, with people like Bryan Danielson, Sami Zayn, NXT Arrival, my personal favourite of his WWE run. But I always kind of considered the guy, like, just happy.
Yeah.
Like, he always seemed quite content with his, at least outwardly, with his WWE run. I thought he'd be there for the rest of his career, to be quite honest with you. I think WWE probably saw him as, like, a utility player in the ring. And that, you know, even though he could have been doing more, absolutely, I think he's excellent. He always struck me as a guy who was quite content, but obviously not.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy you can put in any position and he will make it work. Like, even if he's losing on TV in 3 minutes, he's still going to have a really entertaining match and get some really good spots in there. And the way that WWE did use him, you could feel there was a lot of trust in what he can do in the ring-wise, like sending him over to NXT UK to work with younger guys, for example, sending him down to NXT, like sending him all over the place to work with all these younger talent. He's like Mansoor in Saudi, for example, things like that. He put him out there with anyone that you want to shine a bit, and goddamn, he will make them shine. And a person like that on your roster is invaluable for when you want to elevate other people up. But yeah, they never really gave him the main roster run. He could be put in that position at any time and make it work, like the Roman Reigns thing that kind of almost came out a little bit out of nowhere with the little push that he got. But then they just never really capitalized on it and actually moved forward with it. Like the Cesaro section thing, like a natural, organic crowd reaction where everybody was behind him and he was getting these incredible reactions. And they did absolutely nothing with it. I think the sort of accent and promo barrier probably held Vince off from pushing him anywhere past where he actually was. But as a guy to have on your roster, to like just be there as a utility player, to teach the younger generation, he's absolutely invaluable. And no matter where he goes, everybody should be throwing a lot of money at this man to have him on the roster. Even if you're not going to push him as a main event tier talent, having him there to train younger people and to elevate other people to his level is, invaluable.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a good guy by all accounts. I think that now that he's back, well, I say back on the indies, who knows where he lands, but now that he's free, kind of outside of WWE, I think legitimately any good wrestler is kind of a dream match for him because he's been in WWE for so long. There are loads of people, like a Kenny Omega, for example, a CM Punk, for goodness sake, a bunch of people that are just fresh, interesting matches.
Daniel Garcia versus Cesaro.
There you go. He would fit so well into this Danielson Dojo gimmick that's currently 100%. Going on. But legitimately, I would like to see him wrestle literally anyone. I think he's of that caliber an in-ring performer. So, yeah, I was quite surprised by this. But, you know, ultimately, if Cesaro feels like he's not an opportunity where he can... Opportunity, that's not a word. If he's not in a position where he can do his best work in WWE and he's no longer creatively fulfilled... Fair play to him. I respect the decision 100%, and I'm looking forward to what's coming next, Claudio Castagnoli.
Like we always say with these people, do what's right for you and then go out there and do it. And a Cesaro with a chip on his shoulder going out into the world of wrestling is quite an exciting little thing to think about.
Wrestling's pretty good, isn't it? It's all right.
Tony Khan, get that checkbook out.
Probably already has, hasn't he?
He's 100% already been on the phone.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But speaking of Tony Khan getting his checkbook out, he has extended the contract of one Brian Cage, which is an interesting one, because I think of all of the people that you look at in AEW, Brian Cage is the one that's probably the most disgruntled about his position and how he's being used, and now they've extended his contract for 1 year. They've picked up the 1 year option on his contract. So this is all coming from Fightful Select again. And apparently word did the round on Wednesday at the TV tapings as Brian Cage was kind of telling his close friends what was going down and that this contract extension was being put in place. Apparently Cage himself was surprised by it because he hasn't actually been used on TV since the October 8th episode of Rampage where he lost to Ricky Starks. He did wrestle on the Jericho Cruise, but that wasn't televised this time around, so that doesn't really count. So his last match was October, quite a while ago, lost to Ricky Starks. You're going to kind of assume that there isn't a position for you in the company. The Cage has tweeted about it, though. That was the other thing I was going to mention. WrestlePage has put up a post just about the story, and he replied to it just saying, not sure who I told all of this to. So he's still working out one. But someone replied to that, just tagging Sean Ross Sapp, and Sean Ross Sapp replied to it just saying, wait and see, smiley face. So we'll have to wait and see for that. But yeah, Brian Cage... another year at AEW. I wonder if part of the extension is a promise to actually do something with him.
Yeah.
Or whether they've just picked him up and
this
that's
is
that.
Really interesting situation to me, this as well. Like last year, I think it was like September or October, when Melissa Santos, obviously who's married to Brian Cage, she's the ring announcer in Impact, had tweeted about his position and his push and all of that stuff. And like I always thought the response to that online was a bit blown out of proportion. She's his partner. Of course she wants to see her husband doing really well. But he hadn't been on TV since October. Like you said, he's been on the indies, he's not been in AEW. So to hear that his contract was renewed when he's not really being used was a surprise, but a pleasant one, because he's obviously a talented guy and you don't wish to see anyone cut loose into the world unless it's of their choosing, like Cesaro. Let's see what they do. I imagine because they've re-upped him for another year, they've extended the contract with that clause, that they'll do something with him. I certainly think he has something to offer, and I'm looking to figuring out what that is.
Yeah, even if it's just chucking little guys around, that's still better than what he's been doing at the minute.
It would. He'd fit quite well into that beefy ladder match.
Yeah, 100% would fit quite well into that beefy ladder match. I'm sure Simon Miller is a fan of this, because he's a fan of Brian Cage, because obviously muscle things.
Yeah,
I remember being at StarCast, and we'd just interviewed Brian Cage, and then I had to sit there for about 40 minutes while Miller and him just talked about protein and
stuff. It's like an alien language, isn't
I know.
It?
It's like, what is this world? This is new to me.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Right, Twitter questions. We did something a bit different today. I put out a thread this morning and I asked all of you, well, those of you who follow me on Twitter, send me your dumbest question, stupidest, worst question imaginable, and I will pick what I think are the three dumbest, most irrelevant, broadly wrestling-related questions, apart from one of them here, and we'll put them on the news. Maybe we'll do this again. Who knows? But Phil doesn't know what they are. He's about to learn about them. Right, the first one comes from Ken. Gin Kenshin on Twitter, who asks... if The Fiend set up a good start.
Of course it's about The Fiend.
Good start. If The Fiend set up an OnlyFans account, what content would he offer on that platform? Are you clued in on the sexual frivolities of The Fiend?
He would go full on down the goo route. There's got to be some kind of subgenre of OnlyFans that's just about goo.
I mean, there's probably more than one, isn't there?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, maybe he'll do like pole dancing lessons or something as well. I can imagine
maybe,
the Fiend,
I can see that.
The Fiend work in the pole. Just spinning around.
Oh, he does have the different characters though. He could do the little workout routines and things.
You imagine him in Magic Mike. McConaughey and all those boys. Kevin Nash, he was in that.
Yeah, he was.
Right, The Fiend is now a goo stripper on the OnlyFans.
Goonly band. Terrible.
What are we doing? What are we doing here today? It's Friday. We get weird on Fridays. Our second question comes from the Jester of Tortuga, who asks, and this is a three-parter, who would win in a shoot fight? Jake the Snake Roberts versus a snake.
Oh, depends on the snake. I mean, doesn't it? If it's like a grass snake, probably going to go Jake the Snake.
Aye, this is it.
But if it's like some massive King Cobra kind of deal.
If it's like,
maybe I'd go for the snake.
If it's an anaconda from the film Anaconda.
This is true. Big question here. Is it modern day Jake the Snake? Or is it in his prime Jake the Snake?
These are
questions that need to be asked here.
We need to narrow this one down a little bit.
No offense, Jake. You've done very well at DDP yoga. But right now, I'm going for the snake.
I'm going for the snake too, but I'm going to make a video on this. I'm not, but it's sensational. It's got layers.
What if Jake the Snake versus the snake?
5 million views. The second part of this
question.
How would
you look?
The second shoe fight is Cesaro versus a cyborg made of Swiss cheese. I think you could probably melt a cheese cyborg.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Cesaro if you're going for a Swiss cheese cyborg.
All right, well,
there's a lot of holes in Swiss cheese. I don't know if that's a positive or a negative.
Yeah, I mean, if you try and shoot it, it would probably just go straight through. But you could just get something a bit warm and melt it down into your goo for Bray Wyatt's bongo on OnlyFans. This all ties together. This ties all together nicely. But the final shoot fight here
is Jake Snake in there.
Don't bring snakes into this, Jesus. The final part of this question, which is only our second question, is a bit more one-sided. Shoot fight, Ryback versus somebody capable of critical thought.
Always. Go for the critical thought.
Yeah. Sorry, Ryback. I know you're watching this. Does he still comment on our stuff?
I don't know. I think he stopped commenting. I think he's just gone to eating burgers in his car now.
Yeah, that's good content.
Yeah, if you've never watched Ryback's YouTube channel, go check it out because it's quite literally just him eating burgers in a car. It's incredible.
It sells itself, doesn't it? We should get him on. Maybe we should do a burger game.
He would not come on the show. He does not like us.
Not one bit. I don't think there's one person in this building he hasn't blocked on Twitter, including people on like the horror channel. Just for association. See you later. Anyway, our final question of the day. This is the toughest one yet.
Okay.
Comes from Suzuki Goon number one. Suzuki Goon number one. I forgot how to speak there. Who asks, what do you think about the pedestrianisation of Norwich City Centre?
I don't have a driver's license, so I am fully on board with pedestrianisation of everywhere. Pedestrianise every single road in the world. Why the hell not? Yeah. Go to cars.
Melt all cars down into parts and construct a Swiss cheese cyborg for Bray Wyatt, the Fiend's OnlyFans account with
much
a
much more worthy use of money. And we'd save the planet while we're doing it.
Thank you so much for joining us on this journey of complete nonsense. It's Friday.
Big fan of Friday questions.
It's Friday. This is what we're going to do going forward. Sorry, Wilborn. I'm taking over the Friday questions. But thank you for joining us. If you want to send us some more complete nonsense, you can do that at WhatCultureWWE on Twitter. You can find Phil on Twitter at
PhilMyChambers. And you can find Andy at...
You can find me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Happy Elden Ring Day. Who's with me for dying in a toxic swamp later on? Can't wait. Kill me softly. Stuff.
Yes.
Video games. I'm
Video
a
games.
Nerd too. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.